303-443.
This is the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are scheduled to have Beverly Harris up. If I can get in touch with my producer and get her phone number, coming up in the next segment about electronic voting fraud and all the new big developments in that. And right now, we are going back to Charles. Charles, go ahead. You said you were talking to a relation who's a state police officer, and he was talking about the plan to disarm the police. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, he's saying that the good police are getting away from the police department. But these guys come today, they just gun hole. He said, we in a lot of trouble here. And he told me, he said, I heard about this tape. Have you the guy been giving the tapes out? And I said, maybe I am. I gave about almost 4,000 tapes out. He said, well, it's doing some good because, he said, about 2 weeks ago they had a big conversation about these tapes. His tapes from Alex Jones. I said, yes. I said, I got a tape and a call for you, too. So I gave. He said, well, yeah, give me it. He said, I'd like to have my own.
They had a big conversation? What was that?
About, you know, about how our government's turning against the people. How we're losing our rights. He said it was in the locker room, but it was over your tape. But let me just say this. It's Christmas time coming. I did this for the last three or four Christmases. If everybody would just buy a tape and give to their family, and if the family they give it to would make another tape or pass the tape on, we could wake up the public very quickly. But I feel that the Patriots are just letting other people do it. We have to give shortwave radios out. We have to do everything we can do. And these tapes explain it. I can't explain. I don't have the education. But at least I know from talking to that trooper, I am affecting people. I'm nobody, and I'm affecting policemen. I know this. And I thank God for it. I thank God that I have the ability to do this. But if the Patriots have to get off the can and do this, forget about the football games. It's time to save our country. We don't have much time to go. People think it's just going to roll on and on and on. We are in trouble, Mr. Jones. We are in serious trouble.
Well, I agree, but let me tell you, we have hurt them badly. Their agenda has been exposed. And if you wouldn't have done what you did, I mean this, I'm talking to you and all the others that took action. And yes, we are this network, and you, the listeners, take a large part of the credit. The globalists would have already carried out more terror. They were already planning to do it from all the indicators. And we are fighting toe-to-toe against the greatest evil in history. We're having victories, and all the glory goes to Christ. And we have just got to turn the heat up now because we're in a fight for our lives, brother.
Oh, yes. We follow the Jews. Even this policeman said, keep up what you're doing. It is making a difference. I mean, a policeman told me that I'm an ex-convict, and he's saying, do what you keep doing what you're doing. It is making a difference.
And this is a distant relation to your wife.
Yes, sir. We didn't know it until we went to the gun show, gunsmith with fixing guns, and we just happened to be talking, and he's related to my wife. See, we moved into a new parish. I'm not in Satsuma no more. I'm in Walker now. And so I'm affecting these people in Walk. I got a whole new parish I'm working on. And I'm planning on, by Christmas time, to give out another 150 tapes. And if everybody else would just take the time to take it and run off a couple of copies, you know how much effect we would have if people would just do it just on a weekend, if they would order the tape or give it out. This tape wakes people up. This is the only thing I know how to fight with. I tried everything. I went every place. There was nothing there. This, if we do this with news articles, give out the broadcasts, I mean, we're saving lives like Schindler.
You know, it's not hype. And the network, I don't get a dime for this, for like $19 sells a whole month of whatever show you want.
Yes.
I mean, that's ridiculous. That's enough to educate somebody almost completely with a whole month of my broadcast.
Yes. Well, I donate to different ones, too.
Well, you're awesome, and you know, I tell you, you're right. We do have power. We are affecting change. And which of my videos have you found is waking the most of the folks up?
Well, for the Christians, I like Bohemian Grove, Dark Secrets. That's for the Christians. And I still like 9-1-1. a 911 road to Terity.
Well, thank you, Charles. More calls and Bev Harris coming up. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm telling you, we're on the march. The Empire's on the run. We'll be right back.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends. Already 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the second hour. And we just have an absolutely amazing woman on the line with us. I'm going to try to keep her as long as we can. I mean, I've been calling her for weeks, and her voicemail's been full. She has really pushed the electronic voting scam story into the forefront. She's Bev Harris, and the UN-controlled agency, under the orders of Diebold, had her website taken down because they put documents that Diebold had on their own website that were internal but that they put out publicly that are news items on her website and reported on them. And now they've been suing and taking down a bunch of other websites, a bunch of universities, and students are standing up to them. Bev Harris, just in a nutshell, for those that just joined us and know nothing about this and the touchscreens, tell us about yourself, how you got involved in this, what the touchscreen scam is, how you've gotten in on the secret meetings, and now what Diebold's doing to you. This is one of the biggest stories of the century, how in America a Soviet-style election fraud system is being put in place. Bev, thanks for coming on.
Well, it's great to be here again. We started looking into this about a year ago, And I was just stunned. I've been a writer for many years, and I have never seen a story like this. Every time you ask a question and turn over a rock, you find something crawling under there. It is just amazing. What happened is I started out looking at whether, you know, who owned the voting machine companies, found conflicts of interest right away with almost all of the companies, including people who'd been indicted for some of the who were in some of the companies. Then I looked at, you know, do the machines count accurately? Very quickly uncovered over 100 elections where the machines miscounted by huge amounts, often handing it to the wrong person. And I finally stopped. It wasn't that there was only 100. I just, you know, I was dizzy after all of that.
You also found former deputy directors of the CIA in every corner.
Oh, yeah. They keep popping up. You know, you have, we say they pop up like a bad penny. You have also people from the Defense Policy Board. The defense industry, and I don't mean to sound like I'm some wacko crazy, but I was surprised to find documentation that the defense industry is heavily involved in the voting machine industry, in the manufacturing of both the voting machines, and involved also in the new computerized registration of voters. And frankly, I can't think of anything more inappropriate. It's a classic conflict of interest because
they
have
telling
a clear vested interest in who wins.
And now they're telling us they're getting rid of posse comitatus, but troops on the streets. Lockheed Martin runs the red light cameras. They're now buying into the private prison industry. I mean, I guess they're just going to make themselves our bosses.
Oh, well, Lockheed Martin is also involved in the voting industry. They are involved in the smart card side of it, from what I understand. They're trying to get it so that instead of you going and registering and then you going and checking in, you know, with a piece of paper at the polling place, that you have this voter ID smart card that you go around and do. They can do all kinds of mischief with that because, for example, you can't see what's programmed on that card. You have no way of knowing when you put that card into a voting machine whether it has associated your personal information with your vote. You can't tell. You can't see. And, again, it makes you wonder why in the world would a private organization like Lockheed Martin or General Dynamics or Diversified Dynamics or Accenture, why would any of them be interested in making voting machines and registering voters?
And, Bev, they've also been lobbying to not have a paper trail. They have wireless Internet connections inside of them. They found them, Diebold, during a California election in 2002, accessing it illegally during the election. Then a few months ago, you and the Plain Dealer reporter, major paper in Ohio, got in to the, quote, you know, classified meeting with the industry execs. They were going, we can't let folks know about this. It could be called racketeering. All this came out. You broke it. In fact, on this show, right when it came out, that day you came on and talked about what was happening with these documents that you got off the Diebold website. Break down what's happened since then.
Well, what we got, there's actually been two different things. People get confused. There was a set of documents, a huge stash that I found in January of 2003 that had about 40,000 program files and vote files. Then in August, I was contacted by a person who had some inside access, who leaked internal memos. So you see, the first batch was programs and things like that. The second batch was memos where they were writing back and forth what they were doing with
things. And now they've had Diebold engineers go public and say, we'd ship out machines that didn't even work.
Hundreds of memos like that. They just say, well, you know, sorry, that part's broken, but we'll just put this patch on it, you know, and they don't get the thing certified. Well, when we first published some of the memos that were very disturbing. They had quotes from their principal engineer that said things like, well, I haven't put a password on it because it's handy to do end runs around the voting system using that feature. That is called a backdoor. That's
completely
ridiculous that you would have that in a memo.
It's handy.
Handy to do end runs around the voting system. What possible non-nefarious reason would there be to do end runs around a voting system?
And here's the headline, AP Today, on Infowars.com. Diebold warns on electronic vote papers, San Jose, California, despite lawsuit threats from one of the nation's largest electronic voting machine suppliers, some activists are refusing to remove websites with internal company documents that they claim raise serious security concerns. Wait, the engineers admit that.
Well, this is the documents that they're posting. The documents show what's really going on with these secret voting systems, and they show it in black and white, and they're authored by people like the principal engineer, the vice president of research and development. They're the people who are actually programming the machines and the people who are doing the tech support. They're extremely disturbing.
Now, they took your website down when you were the first to publish this.
Right. Right, and it was down for a whole month, which is also completely illegal. It can only be taken down if it's a controversial law to begin with.
10 days.
But they can only take it down for 10 days. We were down for 30 days. We were not allowed to access our own files on our own FTP site. We were not allowed to move the domain. None of this is involved in the normal DMCA takedown, which is what they used.
And again, that's an international UN type system.
Right. It's really like the Patriot Act. It's absolutely misused. It's used in some cases to stifle free speech because, you see, they don't have to prove a case to take you down. All they have to do is send a letter, and it can say anything. You know, can claim in fact, in my case, they claimed copyright to a link that led to another page, which in turn had a link which led to some memos. It wasn't even that I had the memo on my page.
So now if you have a link to a link to a link to a link, then
exactly.
Maybe somebody has a link.
And they're actually going after that now, by the way. They've been going after three and four deep links. They went after a search engine that searched the documents.
Wow, sounds like a free society.
Well, it needs to be. The thing is, I don't believe. Number one, I don't believe that they can assert copyright on something that
shows
running the system.
That shows power in very high global level wanting to block you.
Well, whatever the and the other thing that's interesting is we have two black box voting websites. We have .org and .com. We have separate ownership on them. One is my publisher, one is me. We have separate hosting. Now, when they took out my site, they weren't able to get at him legally, and so he got hacked out. He was taken out four times in 4 weeks from hacking, and then when hacking didn't work anymore because he got a bulletproof security system, they started sending fake, bogus spam things and then reporting him to spam cops.
Yeah, that's what they do.
So it was just, he's finally back up. In fact, yesterday, for the first time in about 2 months, both he and I had the black box voting sites up at the same time.
Well, Bev, let me stop you because the key here is having this everywhere, defeating them on this fight,
yes,
backing them down. This shows they are running scared. This is,
yes,
a desperate move, and you say you've been contacted by a bunch of national media. They're not allowed to run with this. This is a huge story.
Right. There are several national media, very, very large, all the ones you've heard of. And I know for a fact that the investigative reporters want to run with the story. They're feeling like everybody's passing them up. They know. It truly is perhaps the most important story since 1776.
And that's not an understatement. And at the same time, the same military-industrial complex owns the media, and in that plain dealer, with a plain dealer reporter, they're on the phone with you in that classified little briefing with industry execs where they talk about racketeering and suppressing the public. I mean, that's gigantic. They talk about using our friends in the defense industry.
Yeah, that was actually Erica D. Smith from the Akron Beacon Journal. The Plain Dealer has done some amazing work, too. Those two papers have been, you know, we do have a free press. It's just not where you quite look for it. The Akron Beacon Journal, Erica D. Smith, and Julie Carr Smythe from the Plain Dealer have been just amazing with what they've uncovered.
And are those articles at blackboxvoting.com?
Yeah, there's a lot of those articles there, and they all, that actually also has in the archives the actual documents and the actual transcript of the meeting that we were talking about. Now, what was in that meeting is this. It was the voting machine insiders meeting with the guy who represents our election officials. Now, why he was in it, I have no idea. He's supposed to represent the people. And they were discussing not how they can correct the flaws in the system, not how they can make it more secure and give us a paper ballot. They were discussing how they can purchase with a PR program a perception that it has been fixed.
And they talked about, we better keep this secret. This could be considered racketeering.
Well, they said they better keep it secret. They better be careful and get legal advice as far as their meeting. Now, racketeering, I don't know. I mean, because an industry can get together and they can do lobbying. But what was unusual about this is that they wanted money. They had this group come in and say, we need $200,000 by Friday. Now, how strange is that? And they said that they would take care of the problem.
But you did say in the last interview that they, quote, said, we got to be careful. We can get in trouble legally for this.
Yes, they did. And then they decided to go out and get some legal advice. And what was interesting then is they...
Stay there, Bev. We got a break.
Sure.
Stay with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, John Stadtmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
I want the listeners to understand that in these companies, you've got senators owning the companies that give them upset victories in their own elections. that there's deputy former CIA directors and top CIA security officials and big defense agencies involved in all this. And then they've got the League of Women Voters out saying, we don't want a paper trail. Oh, this is for our democracy. I mean, this is so sick. The average person just can't imagine it. By the time it percolates down to our local paper, it's, they found a few problems with the touch screens, but they're fixing them. Don't worry. And, you know, they'll have the local media people on the boards of these, quote, study groups getting paid to study it, basically paying off the media. I mean, this is so deep and dark and evil. Bev Harris, we're going to go to calls in the next segment, but during the break we were talking, going back to that meeting that the reporter was able to get in with you, they talked about, quote, we better be careful, this could be illegal. You were saying it could be antitrust, which is under the racketeering, to be clear. But you said you've got another smoking gun in all of this.
Oh, yes. When we were going through the memos, we found what really happened in Florida in 2000. And it, let me tell you, it is a blockbuster. In fact, I have it online now. If you go to blackboxvoting.org, there's a summary of it on the front page, and there's a chapter called Chapter 11 that has all of the memos and everything that go with it. Here's what happened. You had the cousin of George Bush working for Fox News. Many of us knew that. He was the analyst who called the election for Bush. Now, he was privy to the numbers from Voter News Service to tell how much of a spread he needed in order to call that election. He was on the phone throughout the evening with George Bush and with Jeb Bush. Now, in Volusia County, the spread that was needed in order to call the election magically appeared. It appeared this way. In the, what they said to the media was, well, there was a mistake. Negative 16, that is minus 16,000 votes for Gore appeared in Volusia County. And they said it was because of a bad memory card. That's like a bad disk. Well, the internal memos, that is not what they say. What caused that spread? And by the way, that is the spread that was specifically referenced by CBS in an internal document I have from CBS. That 16,000 votes was what caused the networks to call the election for Bush. That was caused by a replacement set of votes, which was uploaded into a Diebold machine, then called Global Election Systems. What they did was they had memory card number zero. That's like a disk. It contained the votes. They uploaded the votes. They were correct. An hour later, they replaced those votes with memory card number three, which uploaded the votes. All of the races were correct except the presidential race. The presidential race took away 16,000 votes from Gore, added 4,000 votes to Bush. There was another county, Brevard County in Florida, which also took away 4,000 votes from Gore. They also had Diebold machines, then called Global Election Systems. The internal CBS report specifically says they would not have called the election without those erroneous votes in the system. Then Gore conceded to Bush based on those votes. He wrote a concession speech. He was headed to concede. He was two blocks from Memorial Plaza in Memphis, when he heard that the vote totals were incorrect. The person that was flagging the fact that they were incorrect was Ed Bradley from 60 Minutes. He was one of the only people over at CBS that was looking at the numbers saying, we've got discrepancies here. There is a problem. He was telling everyone in sight. No one was listening to him. Finally, the word got to Gore, and two blocks away from making a public concession, he decided not to concede. Now, understand that if he had made a public concession, there would have been no Florida recount. None of this stuff would have been exposed at all.
And again, you have over 100 cases with Republicans ripping people off, Democrats ripping people off. It's whoever controls the systems. It is
right.
Just, this is unbelievable. And folks, you better go get the information off of her website and clone it to your site. You know, get it out to folks.
Before we get shut down again.
Before you get shut down again. And believe me, folks, it has been serious for us as well. And we don't get into that here on air. But believe me, we are hurting them badly. And Bev, you've got the facts.
Have the documents.
You have their internal. Do you think somebody who cared posted those on their website on purpose? We know somebody who cared leaked the latest documents, these engineers, and that's now been in the mainstream news.
Oh, the original documents?
Yes.
No, they were actually, this was their system. It was a bizarre system. They had a system of just putting them on the internet site so they could swap them back and forth as they worked on them. It also, though, you know, gives plausible deniability, doesn't it? If somebody ever did find one of those files and say, ooh, I found something in here that stinks, you could always say, oh, you know what, we should have had better security. It wasn't us that did it.
It's unbelievable, and now we see the arrogance of government. We've always had election fraud. I mean, LBJ got in with stuffing ballot boxes to Congress. But,
yeah.
But I tell you what, Bev, stay there. We're going to come back, get into the, more of this incredible information, and we'll take calls with these loaded phones. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7090 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
All right, Scott, David, Vince, Russ, Roger, Rick, and many others, your calls are coming up. I know some of you were holding even before Bev got on, so you can just comment on the electronic voting machines. I'm sure you want to comment, and you can bring up whatever other issue, because it all ties together with tyranny. Before we go back to Bev Harris, just, again, one of my heroes, we're so honored to have on the show, a corporate fraud investigator who got into the election fraud investigation and has just blown it wide open. There's a lot of other great activists out there and researchers. Before we do that, I want to encourage all of you to get my new video, The Matrix of Evil. It has Congressman Ron Paul, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Colonel Craig Roberts, myself. It has Frank Morales on the police state. Here are some clips just from the intro, just part of the intro to the new film. And the film just came out a few days ago, and Forgot to bring a CD of the intro down to this to my studio, so Mark just downloaded it off the web so the audio isn't as good as it is on the video. But here's just a minute from the new film, from the intro. Here it is.
The public plan, hive mind, connecting us all in by law, microchips in our brains by 2025.
We're looking at the literal realization of a military police state in America.
The American people have failed in their oversight of the integrity of our political system.
The entire economy will be prisons, police in black ski masks, a Nazi Germany-like nightmare.
The final target is the American people.
We need to break that connection between the police and the military.
They're charging for weapons of mass destruction because they have marijuana.
I support the Constitution. We wouldn't be at odds with my own party.
There really is an Illuminati. There really are 13 families. They own the big banks and print the money.
They're in our universities and they're in our congresses. And they believe in one world government.
And plunge the American people into the deepest economic abyss of a generation.
If we have, or when we have another attack, it looks like they'll come with more legislation.
Again, problem, reaction, solution. Over and over again, government uses crises to scare the population into submission. That is so important to understand.
All right, folks. Now, it's a great new film, $25.95, over 2 hours. Get three or more of any of my 10 films. They drop down to 20. The new book I published, Order Out of Chaos, is out. It's excellent, $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 as a gift this Christmas. Go to Infowars.com. You can watch the entire trailer, and it's just powerful for the new film. It's actually the intro to the film. That was just part of it. You can watch the whole thing at Infowars.com or order it online. Please go to the websites, order the videos, get them out to people, put them on Access TV, show them to your university, show them to your church, educate the mass out there, or it's over. The military-industrial complex is moving against us right now. Here's the toll-free number to order the videos of the books. 1-888-253-3139. You got to get a copy of this new film. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. There is an awakening taking place. We got to push it over the edge. Bev Harris, before we finish up with your latest revelations that are at blackboxvoting.com and org, plug your new book or how folks support your incredible research.
What we have done is decided to give the book away for free. You can get the regular book, you know, at Amazon and so forth, but we also put an online version on for free because we thought it was so important that people get this information into their hands. So, you know, and frankly, a lot of the people who get disenfranchised are people who are unemployed, thanks to the new economy.
By the way, Bev, that is a key litmus test. I allow people to make copies of my videos for nonprofit educational purposes, then it has a massive effect. Thousands of videos turn into millions. What an incredible thing you've done posting this book for free that is years of your research and hundreds of thousands of dollars of expenses. That is amazing, Bev.
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you quite honestly, I am flat broke at this time. I can't believe myself. I mean, 1 year ago, I was not in this situation. But I just know it's going to come out okay because this was a story that I knew had to be told. And until we got it past the tipping point, it doesn't matter. You know, nothing else matters. I have five children. You know, I want them to be able to vote.
Nothing else matters. You're right.
Nothing else matters. So it had to be done. And I have some kind of crazy confidence that everything's going to come out okay somehow.
Well, the world keeps turning, and decency and honor and family continues, and darkness is defeated because of the spirit that beats in your breast. And God bless you, Bev Harris. How do folks support you?
Well, go to blackboxvoting.com or .org. They're two different sites. .org, get involved.
And if you got the money, buy the book. And if you got the money, buy the book.
And yeah, and blackboxvoting.com has a contribution thing now with PayPal. He has put, I mean, he's put in just ridiculous amounts of money fighting to keep these websites up.
Oh, I know.
And so, you know, there's ways to do that, but there's also what is most important to me at this point is that you get over to the forums, which are the public meeting places online
at blackboxvoting.org
and get involved.
And point people to your website, point them to my site. It's simple. We have people power, and when you move, and when you stand up against the machine, and when you block its levers and wheels, it can't move.
That's right. Well, and they cannot defeat a swarm of different people coming from all different things. All these little things are what's killing them. You
That's
know,
it.
You get a big organization with some charismatic leader, and they can decapitate that. But they can't deal. You know, it's like, where are all these people coming from, and why are they so angry?
Well, that's it. No. I mean, this is exact. People say, be our leader, Alex, or this person's our leader. No. All of us leaders on different issues, being educated, being fiery, confrontational politics, not backing down. It's our country, our republic. We're not giving it up. Now, Bev, where is it going from here? It's now in the AP. It's now in Reuters, a watered-down version. Millions of people are finding out that the touchscreens are basically run by the CIA. They're learning of all this stuff. Where does it go from here?
Okay, the next two chapters to go online, which will be up within the next 48 hours, tell us where we go from here. And it's you'll absolutely love them. It's called Practical Activism, and it is stuff that fits every person's lifestyle and talents and desires. We show you how to take what you already know and what you're already good at and in whatever amount of time that you have and make a real difference. And it is absolutely amazing how much difference even one person can make. And real quickly, I just want to mention, there's one person in Washington State who decided to get involved. She has single-handedly blocked two pieces of legislation designed to get rid of the paper ballot.
Exactly. People sit there sucking their thumbs, going, there's nothing we can do. Folks, I have done a lot. I've stopped legislation. You've done a lot. We stopped them killing Terry Schiavo. The bottom line.
It is amazing what one person can do, and each one of you out there is one person.
So what is the defense agencies? What are they doing to counter you?
Well, you know what? They'll do whatever they're going to do. But here's what we need to do. We need to first get an immediate moratorium on using these machines, starting with the next primary elections. We need to go to paper ballots immediately for the next primaries. And then, here is my proposal. It's a radical one. We put a public debate out as to what kind of voting system we want, and then we vote on it as a nation. What a concept, huh? We do not have a group of experts in a private room telling us how we're going to vote.
And then saying,
if we're going to change it, we vote on it.
And then saying it's a proprietary a secret code, so you can't look under the hood.
Exactly. If we're going to do that, that's fine. Let's vote on it. Let's decide that as a country that's how we want to go. We will not have other people telling us that's how we're going to go. We will decide. It is our vote. So that is the direction that I'm going to be pointing the thousands
well, Bev,
of activists that have come to me.
I wonder if people realize how big this is. We really are a shadowy group of elected officials, a CIA, private defense agencies, taking away our right to vote, taking away the receipts. We've caught them manipulating votes from California to Florida. We've caught them bragging about it in their own memos. We have the smoking guns. I mean, we've got to get this story out.
That's right. And every single person out there can make a huge difference with their own talents, because we all have our different things that we do. Some people are good with legal stuff. Some people are good with number crunching. We've got a number of different things. And
hey, how about calling your local
13,
radio talk? How about calling your local radio talk shows and
absolutely.
Telling them to interview Bev Harris?
Absolutely. And when you see Chapter 13 come out in the next 48 hours, that's going to tell you. You will find that no matter who you are, it fits you. You can do something, even if you don't have a lot of time.
Unbelievable. Let's take some calls, Bev. Let's talk to Scott in Colorado. Scott, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that I've changed my mind on a situation, a show you had a long time ago with that doctor of death from Australia. Remember him?
Yeah.
Well, I was the one that called in there, and I disagreed with it. I thought that it should be a personal right to end your life.
Well, the problem is the state gets involved in that, Scott.
Yeah, well, that's what I said before I hung up with you. I told you that I was I changed my mind if I thought it was going to turn into socialized medicine, but I see it's gone a lot further than that.
Absolutely. It's a very important subject, but do you have any comments about taking our right to vote away?
Yeah, being I'm from Volusia County, Florida, I'm serious about that. Yeah, I know with the corruption down there. Yeah, it's pretty serious.
Well, I'm glad that we changed your mind on that, and I'm glad that you were open to that. That takes a big man to admit that, and I'm wrong all the time and admit it myself, and appreciate the call, Scott.
Hey,
oh, go ahead.
Mel's.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, this Salvation Army thing over in Iraq, I mean, that kind of looks funny to me. I've read a book a long time ago called The Boer Wars, or The Boer Wars, when they went into Africa, Britain did. And I remember seeing a picture they had of a Salvation Army tent where they had two soldiers killed in it, and come to find out later on that the media came out and said it was all a hoax.
Well, yeah, that's a classic British tactic to blow something up or kill somebody and blame it on their enemies. Thank you, Scott. Okay. David in California, you're on the air with Bev Harris. Go ahead, David.
Yes, you there, Alex?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah. You know, I've kind of been watching this thing because I figured all along that Bush really hadn't won that election in Florida. But, you know, I was kind of looking at it a religious aspect because over in Revelation, the sixth chapter where it talks about the seals, the first one, it talks about a rider on a white horse and how he had a bow in his hand and he was given a crown. He didn't necessarily win that crown. It was given to him. And I looked at that and I said, you know, that's pretty much what happened with Bush. He was given a crown. And ever since then, he's gone forth conquering the conquered, just like it says in that prophecy. And as everybody knows, we had a real interesting election out here in California where we basically had Arnold Schwarzenegger shoved down our throat, and we really weren't given a choice about anything.
And they call him a conservative.
Yeah, right. Please. I mean, you know, you look at this man, and it was real funny that they brought up, you know, Arnold Gropenegger's past with the women, but they never brought up out here about the racist statements that he had made while he was a bodybuilder.
In front of 200 bodybuilders, over 1,000 people at a bodybuilding dinner, he began to scream, "I hate N-words, you're subhuman trash, no blacks allowed."
Yeah, and nobody ever, it was never.
Well, Drudge ran it, ABC admits it, but the executives decided not to run it because he's a member of the Bohemian Grove Club. Thanks for the call, David. Bev, comments on California. Diebold got caught manipulating votes out there, didn't they?
Well, there's some anomalies out there, and there are also some very interesting decisions that were made by the political officials to not do some of the auditing techniques that are very, very important. They're supposed to put a printout of the results at every polling place on the door before they transmit them into headquarters. That means it's harder to mess with the thing, right? They decided not to do that, and I called the elections division, and they pretended they didn't have to. Well, I pulled out the law, and indeed they do. The California recall, I never understood.
But there was a story.
It's just a method of, you know, undoing an election afterwards.
But there was a story in 2002 where Diebold, one of the documents, had access during an election in a county, one of their machines.
Oh, yes. In San Luis Obispo County, California, they had a file that had vote totals pop up on the Internet 5 hours before the polls closed. And I also, by the way, found some Diebold memos which talked about how they would like to build, they're redoing their software so that they can accommodate recalls in all the other states. And it made me wonder if this is some kind of a new strategy that we're just going to try.
That's what Cynthia McKinney said.
Really?
Yeah, out at an award ceremony in San Francisco a few weeks ago. I was at Russ in Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Terrific program today. I was listening to your program yesterday, and I heard a caller call in and say that apparently he had been spoon-feeding information to Michael Moore. And so I went to Michael Moore's website, and I was thrilled to see that blackboxvoting.org was a link of the week. And I don't completely trust Michael Moore, because although he speaks of Diebold in his book, which I went and read yesterday, he does hit hard on Bush regarding 9/11 and the connections to the Saudi royal family and the bin Ladens. He does hit hard on the unconstitutionality and the dangers of the Patriot Act.
There's been a new development. Mel Gibson pulled out of funding him for the new 9/11 film, by the way.
Well, I understand that. I don't trust Michael Moore. He strongly backs Wesley Clark for president, He's very anti-Second Amendment, pro-gun control, and he strongly supports the ACLU.
Okay, but tie that into the election fraud. Bev, you have any comments on this?
Well, you know, what's funny is we attract followers from every possible side of the rainbow. We've got actually one of the most powerful activists right now. He's just great. He's flamboyant. He's in California. His name's Jim March. He's a libertarian. He's a gun lobbyist, actually. And then we've got on the other side of it, we've got Greens and we've got libertarians and we've got a Socialist Worker Party guy who's in there activist. I think everybody wants fair voting. So, you know, whatever anybody, and I'm very appreciative, by the way, of Michael Moore for making us the link of the week. I think that was wonderful.
It exposed
a lot of people to it.
That's my point exactly, is that even though we don't may not trust him completely and agree with him on all aspects of what he believes, I still think that it's important to take the positive aspects of what he's saying and be able to help promote him and help him promote.
Well, it makes it hard for people. Most people aren't evil. They're just ignorant. It's a process, and that's what we're trying to do is educate people, period, regardless of who they are.
Right, exactly. And what I've been so gratified at, when people sign up at the forums, they come from every walk of life. And, in fact, some people are Bush supporters, and they say, you know, even if I, and they'll say, well, you know, I support what, you know, everything about it, but we got to have our vote or the country will fall apart. You know, so you just, some of them even think that he did something bad but still support him. It's kind of, they
it's
come
mental
from everywhere,
illness.
But everybody does agree. We need to have a trustworthy voting system that we can have confidence in.
Like
otherwise,
say,
it doesn't matter.
They better hope this doesn't get out, because wouldn't you say it's reached the crest point and then now it's going to come out?
I think so.
We can all do something. Alex, I've already put out over 100 of your 9/11 Road to Tyranny videos, and today I'm going to order The Matrix of Evil, Masters of Terror, and Police State 3.
Thank you, Russ.
And God bless you.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. I'll tell you the best activists out there. It's Christian Conservative Patriots. You guys are wonderful. We got everybody listening. Roger, John, and others, you're up next with Bev Harris. Just an absolutely amazing individual.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Final segment with Bev Harris. We'll have to have her back up again. I got a bunch of other news we'll cover in the next hour, but really there's nothing more important than this. We talk about our republic. Let's talk to Roger in Pennsylvania, then John in Kansas and others. Go ahead, Roger. You're on the air with Bev Harris. Good to talk to you, Roger.
Yes, thanks, folks. Bev, you're terrific, and I wanted to ask, is there any possible legal legs to this intimidation threat that is, people that republish their web pages? I'm thinking the only possible thing with any teeth in it would be, say, a copyright interest. But that would of course, imply that there would be a property interest in themselves making the web pages available.
Well, this is a public interest, fair use issue of people trying to control the public trust and voting and then trying to block their activities from light of day.
Yeah.
So really, and then this is a criminal matter, I believe, now after what they've done.
Well, my point was, so that I don't think there could be any copyright interest there, and therefore, is it possible maybe to seek an injunction against the intimidations themselves? And God bless.
What about
that's
suing?
That's an interesting concept. I like that. That's actually somewhat fresh, and we've kicked this one around a good bit. What he's saying is, if the copyright claim doesn't hold up, then you go after them with an injunction, and actually we could probably go after them with something like tortious interference for shutting down this website. It's difficult because this DMCA law lets them do it with, to some degree, impunity.
But it says 10 days. They did 30 days. You can get damages.
Right. Well, I am in the process now of getting written statements from each of the parties involved. And it's so interesting. They keep pointing fingers at each other. Well, it wasn't my decision. It was this person's decision.
So basically, you're...
At some point, all the fingers are going to point to one person, and then we probably will take legal action.
Okay, so basically, you're kind of in depositions right now.
Yeah, well, not that far along, but we're at the early stages.
You're getting
of it, yeah.
The statements. You're trying to find out the culpable party.
Yep.
Let's talk to John in Kansas. John, you're on the air. Go ahead. Good to talk to you, John. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, and may the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth cover you and Miss Harris. I'm a little infirmed right now, and I don't have access to a computer. But I think it would be beneficial if you could, if Miss Harris can put out a telephone number.
Okay.
Hey, what about a number if folks want to buy the book?
Or send you a donation or whatever.
Okay, I can do that. What you want to do is call
336-454-7766.
And that'll take you to Plan 9 Publishing, which is the wonderful publisher we have who made the incredibly generous offer to make the book available for free. You see, it isn't just me that can decide that. It absolutely blew my mind that he did that. And he is actually the one, we've talked about me being in this meeting. Actually, it wasn't me in the meeting. He actually was the one who got into that secret meeting. He's done a wonderful job
with the reporter.
Yes.
Okay, let's go through that number again, please.
It's 336-454-7766.
Right.
Okay. God bless you all, and I'll give them a call and request. And where can I send a donation?
They will tell you that when you give them a call.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for the call, John. We don't have any time for other callers. I'm going to come back next hour, take calls, and cover a whole plethora of other news, latest Terry Schiavo, war news, legislative news. It's all coming up, Big Brother news. Bev, final comments.
Well, I think we're really getting, as you said, we're getting close to the tipping point, as we have a lot of work to do to get the information out, but we're getting there. The next thing is we've got to decide what it is we want, and I'm going to suggest that we focus on two things. One, an interim emergency plan to get the next elections, which are coming up in about two months.
These should all be removed.
Yeah. We've got to get a moratorium on these machines. They're not trustworthy. We've got to get into the next elections with a trustworthy system, and then we need to decide what our long-term solution is going to be. And I believe that needs to be put to a vote.
Okay, thank you, Bev. Third hour coming up. Take care, Bev.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey...